Swedish city police warn of increase in shootings due to underworld instability. By Chris Tomlinson on June 21, 2022. Police in the Swedish city of Uppsala have warned that the city may face an increase in shootings due to a power vacuum among criminal gangs, as several prominent gangsters are currently behind bars. Uppsala Police Intelligence Director Jael Paliarivi has stated that the city may be facing a new wave of shootings this summer, as many of the leaders or prominent members of criminal gangs are currently in custody, presenting a power vacuum in the city. A void has been created. And in that, others want to step forward, Paliarivi has told Swedish broadcaster SVT, and added that while some gangs show their status with cars and clothes, others do so by committing acts of violence. You want to create status, and you do that by going in and shooting, he said, and noted that around 5 or 6 criminal gangs currently operating in the city. In the last 5 years, there have been 115 shootings in Uppsala County, with the vast majority taking place in the city of Uppsala itself. A total of 43 people have been injured as a result of shootings, and 11 people have died. Shootings in Uppsala did decrease from 2019 to 2020. But Intelligence Director Paliarivi said police can never say they are finished with gang activity, saying, "You never do. Cracking all the gangs is a nice political slogan, but it can't be achieved. There are always new ones coming." Shootings, particularly fatal shootings, have been at high rates in the last several years, averaging around 40 deaths per year since 2017. Last year there were also several high-profile fatal shootings, including the assassination of the 19-year-old rapper Reiner, who was shot just south of Stockholm in a shooting that is believed to have been linked to organized criminal gangs. In another incident last July, a Swedish police officer was shot and killed in Gothenburg. A 17-year-old was later arrested in connection with the death of the officer, who is believed to have been caught in the crossfire of an attempted gang killing. In the first 3 months of this year, the number of fatal shootings increased by over 3 times compared to the same period in 2021, with 17 people shot dead across the country. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.